Blessed be God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Lord be with you.
And
let us pray. Grant to us, Lord, we pray, the Spirit to think and do always those things that are right, that we who cannot exist without you may by you be enabled to live according to your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Kings. Elijah went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. "It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly, an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on a hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him, and said, "Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. The word of the Lord.
I saw the Lord and he answered me. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. So then, putting away falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor and work honestly with their own hands so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up, as there is need, so that the words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We have grown up with Jesus. That's just the way it is. Almost everyone we know is a Christian, at least in name. Oh, we might know a few folks who are Jewish, even fewer who are Muslim. But the majority of our acquaintances are Christian. And that is especially true here in the South. Perhaps even more so in what's been called the buckle of the Bible Belt. You know, when we meet a stranger, we normally have a set of questions. Where are you from? What do you do? But perhaps only in the South do you hear, where do you go to church? That's just part of our norm. Jesus is a given. I'm sure you all remember the story about the Sunday school teacher who was teaching a lesson about being prepared and working hard. And she wanted to use squirrels as an example of being hard workers. So she started her lesson by saying, I'm going to describe something and I want you to raise your hand when you know what it is. So the children were excited to show her what they knew, and they leaned forward eagerly. I'm thinking of something that lives in trees and eats nuts. No hands went up. It can be gray or brown, and it has a bushy tail. The children looked around the room at each other. Still no one raised a hand. It chatters. Sometimes it flips its tail when it's excited. And finally, one little boy shyly raised his hand. Okay, Michael, what do you think it is? Well, it sure sounds like a squirrel, but I guess the answer is supposed to be Jesus. You and I live in an area when no matter the question, the answer is always Jesus. We have grown up with Jesus. But do we really know Jesus? This morning's gospel lesson from John mentions some folks who had grown up with Jesus, but they didn't really know him. And then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that comes down from heaven." And they were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I've come down from heaven'?" Their complaint focuses on the difficulty caused by their own presumed knowledge of Jesus. Here we have a case of familiarity breeding contempt. And there's a great deal of irony here in John's gospel. The crowd knows who Jesus' father and mother are. And that knowledge reveals their complete ignorance of the Father who sent Jesus. You see, the crowd's self-assured knowledge stands in the way of seeing the truth. And there are times when you and I are just like that. We've grown up with Jesus. We know what he's like and what he teaches. However, there are times when he brings us up short. We may never have graduated from the Jesus of our childhood to an adult Jesus who makes demands on us. Now, as I read New Testament, Jesus makes it harder rather than easier to follow him. And that's the case with this morning's gospel. He began by talking about bread from heaven, and he was misunderstood. So instead of making it easier for them to understand, he makes his claim both clearer and more offensive. I am the bread of life. And at the end of our text today, Jesus defines the bread that he will give as his own flesh. One theologian has called this sort of repeated pattern in John's gospel obnoxious discourse. Obnoxious discourse. Jesus seems intent on making his claims as difficult and as offensive as possible. Jesus doesn't seem interested in making it easier to swallow. And so the point is that we must follow Jesus on his terms, not ours. And that's what makes us disciples. Now that's the rub, isn't it? We've grown up with Jesus. But do we really know him? Have we made Jesus a nice fellow who answers our prayers? Or have we accepted him as one who makes demands on us? You and I know the outcome of Jesus' demands when he walked this earth. It's the cross. He was executed as a common criminal because he dared to challenge things as they were. So in many ways, he might be regarded as a failure. Not many people stayed the course with him. Most abandoned him when push came to shove. It was only after his death that his movement began to gain momentum. And that was primarily due to a man by the name of Paul. Because Paul accepted the demands of discipleship and tried to help the rest of us see the truth of the Christ. Paul's letter to the Ephesians stands as a testimony as to what it means to follow this Jesus. In this morning's lesson, Paul makes it clear what it means if we dare take Jesus seriously, speak the truth to our neighbors, be angry but do not sin, do not let the sun go down on your anger. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. And St. Paul ends this portion of his letter by urging the church to be imitators of God as beloved children. Now, the imperative in the original Greek indicates that this imitation is an ongoing process. So we might translate it, keep on becoming imitators of God. Martin Luther said about this, this life, therefore, is not godliness, but the process of becoming godly. Not health, but getting well. Not being, but becoming. Not rest, but exercise. We are not now what we shall be, but we are on the way. The process is not yet finished, but it is actively going on. This is not the goal, but it is the right road. My friends, we who have grown up with Jesus are continually being called to a deeper and fuller relationship with Him. That's why we're here today. That's why we are part of this community of faith. We are not now what we shall be, but we are on the way. Amen.
Please stand with me and confess your faith by reciting the Nicene Creed found on page 358 of the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, the God not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came.
prayers of the people are found in your bulletin insert. Grateful for the gifts we have already been given, we now bring our hopes and needs into the presence of our provident God, saying, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for St. Thaddeus Church. As Christians, may we all hunger for the bread of life, that we may be transformed into the body of Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for bishops, priests, and deacons, and all who minister in the church. May they break the bread of life and proclaim the living word for our world. May we all open our lives to receive the gifts they offer. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for our Jewish brothers and sisters. Like the Israelites in the desert, may they be nourished as they journey in faith through life. May we accompany them in spirit of repentance and compassion. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for government leaders. May they work for social justice rather than power. May we support them in their efforts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those who are hungry in our world. May they have their needs satisfied. May we sacrifice some of what we have to feed the poor. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray especially for those on our prayer list. For Margaret, Jean,
Steve, Kenny, Nicole, JR, Jerome, Mark, Blair, Michelle, Harry, John, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Colton, Chuck, Jimmy, Naomi, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jane, Brent, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Wendell, Brandon, Jeff, Regina, Ruth, Daniel, Scott, James, Audrey, Irene, Debbie, Larry, Margaret, Joyce, John and Frank, Peter, Michael, Pat, UK, Joe, Debbie, George.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Are there other intercessions? We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Kelsey Cagle, Jordan Middleton, Kay Hackett, Nancy McKeon Johnson. We give thanks for those celebrating an anniversary this week, especially Laura and Scott Greenwell. We pray for those who have recently died. May they share in the heavenly banquet. May we long to be guests with them at God's holy table. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All generous God, hear these prayers made in faith and hope. Bring us all one day to sit with you at the banquet you have prepared for those who love you. We make this prayer in the name of Jesus, who reigns with you in the power of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we long to repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Almighty God, to have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Larry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Several announcements to which I would call your attention. First and foremost, a help wanted to add. Our Family Promise coordinator is no longer with us, and so we are involved in that very important ministry in our neighborhood. And we need somebody to coordinate our efforts to bring food to the homeless families who stay in the different churches in the area. So as our Baptist brethren would say, I want to lay that one on your heart. I want you all to think and pray about what you might do about that. That's Family Promise Coordinator. That's the first help wanted ad. Second one, we need a webmaster. Now, we don't need someone to create the website. That's done, and it's fine. But a website is absolutely no good unless it's up to date. And so we need someone to oversee that and to bring up-to-date material to it. So, two things, Family Promise, website. I'm laying it on your heart. Okay. I also would like to call attention to the insert that you'll find in today's bulletin entitled The Sights and Sounds of St. Thaddeus. Every Sunday, our service is being broadcast on the internet, and it's for anybody who can't get here. Or if you know somebody who might be interested but can't get here, let them know about it. This is a ministry of outreach and evangelism that has been sparked by Tom Morgan, endorsed by the vestry, and we think it's a very important thing. So all of us may know people who can't get here, who might want to know more about us. Use that website, please. And thanks to Tom for taking care of that. Finally, I would remind worship committee that we meet immediately after this service in the library, and the vestry meets tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Are there any other announcements to be made? Ascribe unto the Lord the honor due his name, bring offerings, and come into his courts. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on the first day of the week overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we're bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Amen.
Gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Before the Lord came and I.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.